Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hey, you guys. It's us. We're back for another episode, season 5 of OMG.
Yes, yes, yes. We've been gone a minute, but we're back. We had some scheduling shenanigans going on, but we're going to make it up to you guys. We promise. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
We're going to make it up because that
we're going to be so awesome this episode that you're going to be like, oh,
forget all
like
about
they were
those
never gone.
We are talking about episode 3 of season 5, A Clean Slate, aired September 21st, 1994.
Synopsis: Donna and Kelly get a rude awakening when Claire moves into the beach house. Valerie makes Dylan her new bed buddy, and Deshaun defends Brandon, and Josh meets a tragic ending.
Directed by Bethany Rooney, written by Richard Golance. I know you're going to do it, so I'm going to beat you to it. What the heck with the ending?
I mean,
this is proof that I've never watched the show. Didn't know that was going to happen. Didn't see that coming.
All fairness, I didn't know either.
You didn't remember either?
No.
See, people, we never watched the show.
It's legit.
I can't believe Josh is dead. He burned up to a crisp in a car, just like Dylan's dad.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh my gosh. Wait, does that mean something?
I don't know. It's a thing.
I have a flag on the play.
Okay.
What is it?
Not a flag, a question.
Okay.
And maybe I'm just seeing it with my eyes because I knew what happened at the end. The subliminal mentions of what a bad driver he was, did those flare you guys up when you were hearing them? Like, why do they keep mentioning what a terrible driver this guy is and what a bad car he has?
Well, only because you told us. You said something's going to happen to Josh. You told Jen and I. You did.
But you're right. The tipping of the, like, he's a bad driver comments was sort of foreshadowing, and then, so right when he goes out and Brandon doesn't get in the car at the end, mm-hmm. then it all starts to make sense. And I was like, oh my God, something bad's about to happen. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it would have been better? And uh-huh. again, I know I'm watching this knowing what happened. So I don't remember if the first time I was like, oh, I didn't see that coming. I feel like they didn't need to say, you're such a bad driver or your car sucks. Because no. I would have rather been just fully shocked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
It's kind of a 90210 thing, though, to do that. They
is that
give
old
the-
school?
I think that's called lay in the pipe.
Is that actually what it's called?
That's poop. Laying the pipes of taking a poop. No.
No, a different kind of pipe. That's called laying the pipe. Like you're it's the lead up, the build up, you know.
Yeah, and we do see it a lot in the show. You know, we're certainly seeing it with Valerie and Dylan, which I'll
You know what it. We never saw before though?
What?
The boom? The inside of the Walsh's garage.
We didn't.
Oh my
That was exciting.
Brenda's excited. Valerie's going through Brenda's boxes.
That is actually true.
We've seen the outside, like when they play basketball.
Right.
We've never seen the inside.
We have to talk about that at length, but
like the garage?
I think that it would have been better if they just suddenly had that car accident and we would have all been like, especially on the rewatch, it's like, I don't need all those hints and Brandon should have almost gotten in.
So what happened? Like, it was in an accident. Someone planned that. Like,
I guess he's
just
a bad
driver and he went the wrong way.
Turned
in
front of a truck.
I don't know.
Which you guys, they did shoot right outside our sound stages on Calvert Avenue. Was it Avenue?
And you
Street,
remember
Calvert it? Street.
Oh, Street, yeah.
Yeah.
Calvert.
Can you guys remember it? Like, because that's a pretty big stunt for 90210.
Nope. No recollection.
Because we know they can do it, right? It's not our first sort of car bomb explosion crash, but it was pretty major, fully fire. And I get why they're doing it. Because now.
Wait, why?
Brandon
I don't get it.
He's won the election and they've won. So obviously the president? Vice president becomes president.
Oh, they had to do it that way.
This is so traumatic for Brandon. How? Like, why? This is a lot for.
How did you think Kelly's? I thought Kelly could have given us a little more emotion. I don't want to judge Jenny, but
judge.
She what, was a when little she bit up? Like, "You okay?" And I'm like, "Why are they not all like freaking out?"
Well, he kind of wasn't freaking out either, though.
Yeah, everybody was a
nobody was
calm.
I think everybody was in shock. I was in shock watching it, so I felt like it was like I felt like they were in shock. I felt honestly like when Kelly walked up to him at the end, and she was I don't know why she had to deliver that information right then and there, but obviously to button up the episode. But it just was so weird. You're right. But I felt like everybody was in shock and I felt like Kelly didn't know what to say or how to say it. What do you say in that situation?
I don't know that you say, oh, by the way, you won.
Yeah. Well,
pretty sure you don't say that.
Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah, that's not the best thing to say.
As 90210 goes, I love every second of it. If I'm in reality, it was completely ass backwards. Like what? Is happening.
Thank God it's not reality then.
Because no one's rushing, no one's crying, no one's frantic.
Well, he's gone. It's over. It's lights out for Joshy.
Poor guy. But no one really liked him anyway.
That poor guy sort of got a storyline back to just...
Yeah. I wonder if he knew. We should have him on. I wonder if he knew this was coming or if... Like, I want to know how he felt about it.
So I actually will say this. We have reached out to him and he was totally willing to come on, but he doesn't remember any of it.
Oh, no.
So I was like, I don't know that that's going to actually be interesting.
How do you not remember?
Dying in a fiery car wreck.
Yeah.
And dying on 90210. You'd think that would really stay with you.
Yeah.
Now he has to come on. I'm intrigued.
There must be something.
We'll jog his memory.
All he has to do is rewatch one episode.
Right? All come flooding back to him.
He really got prominent. You know, all of season five, he's been a major character. Obviously, they knew what they were doing because he's been so present, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, forgive me, please, Josh, but I was real bored with the storyline of politics. Like,
I'm with you. Maybe fine.
I'm not like politically inclined, so I don't like politics, especially these days. But even then, our characters in that scene, Donna and Kelly in that scene where they're talking for literally 20 minutes.
I'm sure.
The longest scene ever. We look so bored.
I couldn't even hide it.
Nope.
Well, you have to like politics now because you're the first lady. You just became the first lady.
Truth.
You guys didn't like the bonanza.
What are you going to wear?
To my inaugural ceremony?
Mm-hmm.
You guys didn't feel like, yeah, go Brandon, when there's like the theater and it's the big debate or speeches or whatever. And then Josh is late again because of his car.
Felt nothing.
And then Brandon wins over the crowd.
I didn't feel that he won them over. He didn't. Right?
I agree. It was the worst speech ever.
Yeah. I was not interested in any of it. No. So sorry to everyone that was.
No. I just wanted to go back to the pool hall. I wanted to see Valerie and then make out. All right. Sorry.
So should we talk about that or go back to the beginning? What do you want to do, you guys?
Let's go back to the beginning because I just have a question. Why were her pants unbuttoned?
Thank you, Jenny.
Was that a thing that did we unbutton our pants?
Thank you
in the
so
90s?
Much because
I
remember
that.
Literally wrote, was that a thing?
I don't remember that being a thing. I thought maybe she'd just gone to the bathroom and forgot to button up.
I missed it. I did not see this.
So in the garage, she's opening the boxes.
Right.
She's always got a little bit of a crop top going. That was definitely her look. And her Levi's, they look like Levi's, are unbuttoned at the top.
Unbuttoned and folded over or just?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Oh, see, that was a thing, but
I'm not going to lie. I have to do that with my jean shorts these days because.
Just say you're on trend.
Just say you want to be like Val.
Don't fit.
That was my big burning question for this episode.
Also, how does she get that hair flip? How does she get that hair flip?
Yeah, she has the signature bob look with the. She has a very distinct look, her character so far, which is good. And it's different than everybody else's.
Yep.
And I like her look. I don't like her behavior.
Right? She's a schemester. She is like scheming all over the place.
And why? Like, what's her end game?
That's just her DNA.
And I wanted to gag and barf at the sort of a double entendres between.
I liked it. All the sex, like innuendos.
Made you sick, right?
Innuendo.
It was just like, come on.
Like
every word out of your mouth has to be a sexual innuendo or.
Kelly did the same with Jake. It was the same. Like those scenes, remember? Little bit.
It wasn't as
maybe
bomb-y.
It was had those elements.
It wasn't
it
as much.
Felt like a lot more. I don't know what it was. But
I gotta
so
say,
sassy.
When I started seeing her act this way, though, I tried to put myself back in that mode of only knowing her from Saved by the Bell and Kelly on Saved by the Bell, who was so sweet and popular. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I was like, wow, Valerie is a badass. Like she's. Yeah, she's mean and she's
actually
great
good
at this
point.
Role.
Good point, Tori. Like that Tiffany or the writers or whoever really wanted to create someone so different than the character that the audience knew her as.
Yeah, she was really good at playing Kelly Kapowski, the sweet.
Yeah.
I never watched it except for your episode, the sweetest girl on Saved by the Bell. But then, for her to be able to then go to this character as a. She's doing a great job with it.
Yeah, I think, because I watch her cooking videos, Tiffany's, And she's actually more Kelly Kapowski. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like definitely. No, that like the character of Valerie. Yeah, she excelled at that character. So when I saw her acting this way, I was like, yes, bring it on. Because there's no one else like that on the show.
Right, right. Like, but what about when she said, I want a man to ache for me?
Awful.
That was gross. Oof. That was gag worthy.
Did you like that one?
No, not that one. Not that one.
I just wrote barf, barf, barf so many times on my papers. Barf, barf, barf. And then she looks at the picture of Dylan. Oh.
Why is the picture signed?
Wait, like an autograph.
It's like a 8x10 that he gave his girlfriend. Yeah. Autograph.
Yeah.
Love you so much.
There were so many
picture of himself.
Marks. Why? Whoever has done that ever?
No one.
She smokes Marlboro Reds too.
I didn't notice that. Good
you
eye.
You didn't?
Good eye.
At the end of the episode, I was like, damn, girl.
Also, Jim's venomous hate for Dylan is a bit jarring to me too. Like, I get it. Yeah. We're all mad. But like, Jim, this was his son to him. And now he's just, keep it that way. Like, I don't want you to know it. Keep it that way.
Yeah, they just had like, a bad breakup.
We don't hate him.
They had a bad breakup.
And no one knows yet, if I'm right, that Dylan has no money. Only we know that still, right?
Only Dillwig knows that.
Okay. I have another thing that I pray, Jenny, you noticed, because I feel you would. So then we get to the scene in the CU quad, and there's like a big waterfall. Did you guys possibly notice the two extras banging each other over the head with their books?
There were two. No.
Were they like fooling around?
I don't know what their direction possibly could have been. It was obviously like they were prominent extras because they had to walk from the grass across camera to the other side of the scene. And I don't even know if anyone else was in the scene, but they are just bebopping with those books. Like almost like you're playing the flirty couple. But the extra's way of flirting was bop on the head with the pamphlets.
That's so funny. They took your attention. My note, that's so funny that you say that because my note for this episode was that the background actors were so good, like so believable, that it just made me realize like how vital they were to all these scenes with all these young people in them. And, you know, we could have all been just effing around, not paying attention, like being silly because we were all young, but these background actors really like brought the energy and all, you know, they brought the parameters for the scene to take place in, and it couldn't have been the way it was without such a great group.
No, you're right, because you wouldn't believe it if there wasn't these students in all these big scenes.
Yeah, right. I believed that this is happening.
Yeah, I believe there was an election also, like that this is real and there's a lot of these kids on campus.
Well, good thing, because we're standing there and sitting there bored.
Bored.
Like, so, yeah, just like, why am I in the scene? Like, so good thing.
I want to go to that water feature. You guys know what at CU, there's like in the quad, this big water feature. And I don't know if we've seen it before. I hadn't noticed it before. With a big statue. And I'm sure it exists.
Mm.
I need to go on the...
I don't remember it
there. This one, there was a lot of sort of big scenes because David, who suddenly has become a television news producer, cameraman, was all
he's
over
going back
the
to his roots.
I thought he was yawning. I didn't understand until he actually sneezed that he was like trying to hold in a sneeze. I was like, what is he doing? That's the worst yawn. But then it was a sneeze. So it was good.
I remember the pilot. He was the guy with the video camera all the time.
Yeah. Right. Going back to his roots. Mm-hmm. And he's not a great fake sneezer. Both important takeaways.
I wish you were on camera right now because I want to see you do a fake sneeze.
You know, you guys, my camera's broken and I'm actually so
fake
bummed.
Sneezes are so hard. I can't do it. Do it.
Do
okay.
It. That looks real.
Okay, Jenny, you do one.
You get the part. Achoo!
You won for cute sneezes.
Jenny was somewhere between sneezing and I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah, it was adorable. Okay.
Well.
Okay, so, Amy, you're it. Go.
Shoo.
Oh, oh my God. That's if you like spelled it out, like phonetically spelled it out.
Chew.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/90210.
Poor Andrea.
Oh, she is. Oh, I thought that was going to lead us into snoring. The Clara. Oh, the Clara line, no?
Oh, wait.
Snoring. It's a good lead in.
Please say it. I'm sorry I screwed it up. But what happened? What did Clara do? A sneeze line?
No, I was just thinking we can go to that storyline because sneezing and then, oh my God, the snoring.
The blow up.
Was that actually Kathleen snoring? Did she record that? Or did someone else?
Like the blow up doll
with the hairy chest. It was the Jim Walsh of blow up dolls.
And then they're fighting over it, which is weird.
I was like, where did they even find that blow up doll?
You can. They didn't have Amazon back then.
I don't know. Like that seemed, you know, these days you can get really, really blow up dolls.
What do you mean?
Like with parts.
Anatomically correct ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aren't there like, isn't that a whole thing?
It's a thing.
It's not my thing. But
like, and it's like silicone, so it feels like skin. Am I reaching here?
Okay. We can't. I got it.
I think there's.
This is so gross.
Wait, let's go and talk about Claire suddenly being the roommate. Like,
okay. Let's.
Huh? Like, in, again, for the show.
Great, too convenient. But, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
So convenient, but it's always that way.
And what is Kelly saying?
I thought it was a cute little storyline, like a cute little roomie storyline. She moves in, she snores. That's cute. I like seeing those three girls together.
Me too, but I honestly felt nervous that you guys weren't going to get along. Like, I took, like, watching it, I felt like real Tori. Like, wait, are they going to like each other? I hope they like each other. I want them to be friends.
I just love that Kelly sort of laid down the law. Like, I'm with him for real now. Boom. And then it was like, okay, I don't like him anymore. Anyway, this is great. Let's be roommates.
Okay. Right. It would never happen. And once I knew, I wouldn't put you in that position. Like, that would be weird.
I think Kelly's confident enough that she knows Claire's younger. Like, I feel like she's confident enough to get through.
I think you're right. She doesn't care.
Yeah. I know, but like, could be weird. What if she's lying? What if she did all of it just to like,
ooh, that'd be a good storyline.
That's right? Actually more believable than Valerie's whole antics. It's just so bizarre. But what I did love, the pink cheerleader skirt outfit with the black and white stripes.
But the clips, the baby clips.
I didn't even notice.
You don't like the baby hair clips anymore?
I do. I don't like the usage of them in this episode.
A lot
the
of other
the
lot.
Placement was not my favorite.
Not right.
Yeah. Like, it was so right.
I didn't even notice the clips because I was so into the outfit that college kids are wearing that outfit now. Literally, I just watched all the Rush TikToks and they're all wearing that exact
it's
outfit.
All progressing. Like, now we're like mid-90s, right?
Mid-90s.
There's the fashion's something. It's like fashion. I don't know. So, okay. Do we keep going on Claire? Would you guys like to talk about poor Andrea, who they can't give a storyline to?
Nope.
I just feel like Andrea's having, you know, a pretty normal postpartum identity crisis. Mm-hmm. This happens to a lot of women.
Yeah.
She says, I used to be the editor. Now I'm a mom. That's what I am.
Oh, actually, that was sort of ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm.
True.
I feel like talking about that, but I don't think we ever really dive into that because it's not, you know, 90210-y.
Right, right. That should be one of our new words. 90210-y. It should be in the dictionary. It's just that she's upset because Brandon's not listening to her. But then ultimately she actually sort of did have the idea. Why would Brandon not make her like the campaign manager? It's like,
right?
That's the part that's confusing me. Like, we all know she's smart and would be great at this.
Maybe when Brandon becomes the president, she can become the vice president.
Is that going to happen, Amy?
I'm not answering any more spoilers.
Oh my God, that's going to happen.
I'm mad at myself that I sort of ruined the Josh Richland thing.
Oh, that, now you it, just ruined everything.
I really wanted you all to be. Just
you didn't ruin it for me.
Okay.
Either I wasn't listening to you or
you didn't remember she said it.
You said it. It was also a big surprise.
Does Kelly drink Shasta? Was that a Shasta in your hand? I meant to go back and screen grab. I'm like, is she drinking a Shasta? Remember those?
Oh, Shasta was so good. The was apple it, what one. The green apple.
The flavors. Was there a strawberry Shasta? Because I think there was a Welsh's strawberry soda. Remember that one? Shasta, though, was like, was it cola flavored or all different?
Oh, I thought it was more like LaCroix.
No.
Shasta had that drank Shasta.
They had Shasta cola, but like flavored ones too, for sure.
So it was like a knockoff of like Coke and Pepsi?
Yeah, you know what they would do with that? They would wrap the cans usually, right? Or they would, they have the prop people have, you know, sleeves that they put on, whether it's a water bottle, a can, whatever, so that we don't have to pay the, you know, they didn't have a deal with Pepsi or whatever. Right. So they couldn't show that the real can.
They would call it Greeking it.
Oh, yeah, so maybe it was just like the can was wrapped.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, her storyline, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to Andrea, but I think that would be a good storyline for her.
Is that going to happen?
Yeah, they need to give her something. The one who I just love that I think...
Wait, you didn't answer. She's going to be vice president? Oh my gosh, please. Please. Just a hint. Give a hint.
Nope. But the cutie that I love is Deshaun. And I love the Donna Deshaun. I really think that was a mess up.
Well, there wasn't a lot of Donna Deshaun in this episode, right? Are you talking about the last episode?
No, in this one where Donna says, I'll go talk to him. And then Deshaun comes in and saves the day.
Oh, right. We don't see her talk to him though, right?
Correct. But we just know that they have this relationship.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? That should have been a couple.
Yeah.
I remembered us being a couple. Like we dated, no?
No, you never do.
Like, really? But why? Why do I remember it?
Maybe you're thinking because you danced with him or went to the dance with him or something.
Yeah, but I thought it like went on a little bit, like something.
You have this sort of relationship. Clearly, yeah. Because you're like, I'll go talk to him. Like nobody can convince Deshaun but Donna. Because it's almost like they've got a thing for each other. But it's never fully... Whatever the word is, it doesn't become a couple.
Nope.
Didn't.
But what about him calling out like the people in that room, calling them racists?
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Deshaun's rad.
Yeah.
He's so rad. And he does.
But he's kind
of
in. Don't you think he's kind of calling Brandon a racist a little bit too?
No, I just took it as.
Because Brandon was one of the people that was. But Brandon didn't believe that he was intelligent. To pass the course, like,
see, I saw it differently. I felt like Brandon was the one that said, do the work and you'll pass. I'm not taking this test for you. I'm not cheating for you. I'm not doing that, but I'll help you study and you'll know this material and pass these classes or that one class or whatever. It seemed like the other people didn't believe in him. So they just went and cheated for him. And Deshaun's getting amazing grades with no help. So I thought that was the point, that Brandon was the one that was like, bro, you got this.
Yeah. What about the guy that was like the, I'm sorry, I'm blanking because my memory is from 2 weeks ago. What the guy, the guy
describe.
In the beginning.
What'd he wear?
He's running against Brandon and John.
Oh, yeah. He's a part of a different party.
Yeah. He seemed like he was like 40 years old.
Yeah.
Same with Josh Richland. Josh Richland.
Alex but not Diaz. That much. Like Josh
They were so old, you guys. They
How old?
40. Wait, he's right.
No.
Josh Richland was most definitely 40 years old. Like
what? How could that
no
be?
Then way.
I'm just
no
saying.
No way.
He looks so old. His 70s or 80s now.
Is that why he doesn't remember?
Well, wait, okay. If he was supposed to be 20, he was 30-something.
So was half the cast. What do you mean?
They all look old. Jenny's right. Like, Alex Diaz looked old. And I was very confused because Alex Diaz wasn't actually running. He was like someone's campaign manager or something.
I was so confused by it.
It was so confusing.
Yeah.
And was that the Progressive Party? But then the Independent Party was Josh and Brandon. It was way too in the weeds on some of that, where I was like, what is happening?
I'm shocked like the network didn't call that out and be like, this is going a different direction. Like, this is not 90210E. You know?
Right. It was, it was
like,
they almost got in the weeds too much. Like, it was sort of would have been better simplified. These people are running. These people are running. These people are running. Brandon does the big old speech because of the broken car. And then they're probably not going to win. Oh my God, they've won. Dead.
I wonder if like young people when they were watching this for the first time were interested in this,
you think?
This student government storyline.
No.
I don't know.
I mean, but I'm sure some of the people that were interested in student government.
But probably not completely our audience that watched 90210. I don't know. I'm just
That's not true. That's not true. Our audience was like full spectrum.
All true, but I wasn't watching for the politics. I was like, give me
most people.
Even though Valerie is irritating me, I'm all into it. Oh my God. And then she has Dylan Driver home. First of all.
So good.
What's
so good?
The sweaty grown-up sex.
Sweaty.
Oh my gosh. I knew you were going to say that. You know they had to spray her. It was like just so all over her arm.
Oh my gosh, Jenny.
Where'd you learn that trick?
Oh, gross.
I actually was so grossed out. I was intrigued that I was like, where is this going? What trick?
You were
like,
grossed out? I thought you liked it.
No, I liked the innuendos.
But actually seeing it was the
Actually, I liked watching their open mouth kiss. I was wondering if there was tongue. Sorry, I'm not going to lie.
I was kind of creeped out by the nudity sex. Like,
yeah.
I was impressed how the sheet stayed up so perfectly on her boobs.
That is the old wrap a sheet around you and use a sheet on top of you move.
Oh, are you wearing a sheet around you like a dress? Uh-huh. And then there's another one. Oh,
yeah. Good. I didn't remember that. Donna didn't do many sex scenes, though.
Good inside baseball there. I've always wondered that. And you sort of fold it over perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to do it. But people usually are like, wait, why is the sheet like a dress on her?
Was it that, or did they top stick it?
I don't know. It looked like it was a good wraparoonie.
It was interesting.
But I did see that Dylan was wearing underwear.
You could see that?
Yeah, I was looking for it.
I gotta go watch this scene again.
He sits up to get out of bed.
I gotta go watch that.
You see his teddy whiteies?
No one caught that. Oh my gosh.
I gotta watch it. Which of them said, where did you learn that trick?
Dylan says it to her.
Gross. So gross.
Disgust.
The big top.
And then I wrote, why is this so ooey?
A lion tamer.
And do you think it's ooey because we don't like them together? Like, would it be ooey if Kelly and Dylan had that exact same scene, exact same script?
Wait, what do you mean we don't like them together? I like them together. Who said we?
I hate them together. You like them?
I don't like them together. It doesn't feel
just for a fun romp. I mean, not. Yeah, I don't see them as like a long lasting marriage, but like
I expect better him, like than picking up a girl in a bar. And I guess she went a few times.
He's going through stuff.
I understand, but I don't like her. I don't like the antics. It's not that I love it. Potentially could have loved Valerie, and I know people do. And I like, it's exciting to me, but I don't like her.
Right. Well, they don't want you to like her, right. I don't think.
I'm like, so.
Wait, do you like to hate her?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, then
yes,
that's
I
what,
do. Yeah.
That's the intention.
I like to watch
so well
the
played.
Scene.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go.
But back to your point, no, I don't want to see them sweaty. I don't want to see Kelly and Dylan sweaty on this show. Like, it just feels like too much when there's like, I'm going to say hardcore sex scenes.
Yeah,
but
it
wasn't a hardcore sex scene. But like,
it's
all the sweat, really. Just, it was too much.
You know what's funny you say that, Jenny? I think you're right. Because one of the things I love about Kelly and Brandon is the sweetness, the romance that I feel between them, the cute kisses, the affection, the I love you, even though it was so rando. They seem to be a sweet couple. And then that's why this is so like, oh God, what are they doing in there? What are they doing in that bed? Like, my virgin eyes can't see this kind of a thing.
Yeah. It's just the sweat. They really spray with
pretend sweat. How do they do
sweat.
That sweat?
Glisten. What was it? It's like,
oh yeah. Like spray glycerin.
Yes. It's not water.
No.
What's glycerin?
Well, sometimes it's water. Sometimes it was just like the Evian spray bottles, remember?
Right.
But sometimes
the glycerin.
Glycerin, which is gross.
What is glycerin?
It's like, it's oily,
really? Right?
Sticky, like sticky almost.
Yeah. But it looks like
tacky,
water.
Shiny. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Kind of gets everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm just looking back at my notes of the lines between them. I'll give you the pointers you need. I'll break for you. Oh, you sunk the nine ball. Like, it was just like, oh, God.
Also, I just want to say she didn't know how to break a table.
A bad pool player?
Well, it just didn't look very sturdy. And then they cut to it smacking all the balls. Clearly not her shot.
And they're like, a slam, bam, thank you, man. Like, I just was like, barf. Who's writing this portion of it?
Richard Golance.
A man
putting sexual innuendos mm-hmm. in a woman's mouth. That's dangerous.
A young woman's mouth.
Young.
Yeah. Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like, what's interesting for this conversation, right? And like kind of what we're, what we're here to do, you know, if this was done again with sort of like elevated script, right? Like really almost darker, grittier, more seductress or something.
It would be like that with like Euphoria.
Euphoria. It's like what I don't know is when I watched it then, was I like, ooh, cringy barf? Or is that just now that I'm like, ooh, cringy barf?
You
like,
remember everything else. How do you not remember that?
Well, I remember the scenes. For me is I don't remember how I felt.
Can you ask a friend?
Yeah.
That you watched it with?
Actually, I meant to bring them in here. One of my friends sent me trading cards, 90210 trading cards. I'll bring them next week.
Oh my God, it's a thing.
Love you guys. And I'm like, I can't believe this was a thing.
Yeah.
And people bought them and kept them for 30 years.
Yeah.
My friend Tanya kept
35
them.
Years now.
Mm-hmm. Unopened. Like that was the thing. But then you couldn't enjoy them.
Yeah. Everybody needs to tell us, was it cringy then? Or was that sort of sexy and cool? Like, what is this bad girl doing with her double entendre? You know what I mean?
What's she trying to get out of this? His money?
Mm-hmm.
Or just the like
shock, I think.
Pleasure of getting Brenda's boyfriend.
The pleasure of getting Brenda's boyfriend, in my opinion. She
wants
to shock.
She does ask about the money, though. There's something with the money, right?
There's got to be.
Yeah.
Because she does like lights up a little when she hears he's rich.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because she doesn't have, she just comes from nothing.
I guess so.
So I have a question too. You know how like the big drama was that the article that Josh Richland wrote has leaked or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like Alex Diaz is going to leak it to everybody. Like this wasn't today. Like why didn't he throw it away? Or like, I don't even know that we had full computers with email. Like, how did they get it?
Oh, like a message in a bottle or like,
like how did
a pigeon dropped it off?
Like I never printed that. Well, right.
Maybe,
like
yeah,
so somebody
maybe,
broke
maybe
in your office.
Maybe he faxed it to him.
So I was like, okay, that seemed a little, I don't know. Whole student election thing is like, I get it. We needed to get to where we got to, but I'm like, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of dated, the recorder that Kelly recorded Claire snoring. Oh my gosh.
It was like a little handheld.
Yeah. A little silver recorder.
It was
my
a
gosh.
Dictaphone kind of. Uh-huh. I don't know if that's the name for it, but like when businessmen would like, you know, very madmen, Betty, take a note. And then they'd like click on it. And like,
I used to use that. Did you ever use that for like memorizing your lines?
Oh,
I used to like record the other person's lines on my little handheld recorder and then play it back. And then I would say my character's lines and then it would say the other person, you know?
Yeah.
How'd you time that?
You just read it through like normal, both people, but you only read their parts.
So you'd in your mind read your part so that when you played it, like
in my mind. Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of smart.
Well, I do it now with my cell phone, but they have apps for that now.
Wouldn't it just be easier to be like, get a friend to like read lines with you?
No. Really?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, but.
Maybe you lived alone.
I do that nightly.
Yeah. I think I still have it.
You might have to find it.
Oh my God, if you could find that, that'd be amazing. Also, I see your BFF collection pillow behind you. And I know that because I just
bought. My dog's sleeping on it.
I just bought 10 of those for something.
You did not buy 10.
I did. You'll find out later why, but I bought 10.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Okay, what? It's almost sold out. Everything's almost sold out. For people listening, if you want BFF collection, like I'm not paid by this, so this is not a gratuitous plug. It just, if you want it, don't delay because there's literally nothing left.
Yeah, it's getting slim pickings.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so how about the fact that Valerie, who's literally like some sort of seductress badass, then says, you have to drive me home. I have a curfew. What?
I mean, I guess that's the first time he realizes, oh, she's younger than I thought she was.
Does she even have a curfew, though? She's in college.
Oh.
Why does she have a curfew, you guys? Like, I don't know. Maybe the Walsh's worry, but
well,
like.
Yeah, I mean. They're taking care of someone's daughter. They have to.
And then he's like, you live in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, he was like, bleh.
And then he pulls up to the old Casa Walsh.
Literally, though, you guys.
But I was like, what's going to happen next? I was like, I'm very intrigued by their storyline.
Yeah. Do you think, is he still going to like be into her in the next episodes?
I mean,
he's mad.
She did things he's never seen before in bed.
Yeah, he's going to come back to that.
Yeah.
But he's real mad. He's like, you knew who I was.
Yeah.
Like, he knows that she's done this intentionally.
Right.
Yeah. Poor Dylan, man. He can't catch a break.
Nope.
So then we've talked about it. We go back to the peach pit and everyone's there. And then Josh is going to go for a drive. I'll be back.
Where was he going, do you think?
He wanted to clear his head.
I wonder where he would have gone if he
didn't. Where is the peach pit? Is it supposed to be in the center of Beverly Hills?
Sure, I'll play along.
Beverly Hills proper?
Mm, probably not. You think?
Maybe it seems more Wilshire-y, Beverly Hills?
South.
But maybe it's supposed to be on Camden or whatever. And then I would just drive down Sunset and come back around. If I was really going to go for a drive for 20 minutes from the heart of Beverly Hills.
He was just going for 20 minutes?
I think he said I'll be back in 20.
Mm-hmm. But I was like, do you think he's going to go to 7-Eleven? Is he getting a Slurpee?
No.
Like,
I think he's just going to listen to music and clear his head in that car. If it has a radio. Yeah, I'd do that. I mean, I go down PCH, but he's way too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he really can just go down.
Not in 90210-y land. I mean, look how fast they get from the beach.
Yeah, that Sunset Boulevard from Beverly Hills to the beach is actually a beautiful drive.
It is, but it's an hour there and back or more. I would just take Wilshire to the Beverly Hilton, go up and around and come back. But that truck. And first of all, what truck would hit you? I don't know. That was upsetting.
Did the guy get out of the truck? He never got out.
Not that
he must
we saw.
Be like, whoa, I just killed a kid. No?
No, we just saw the truck pushing the blown up car through the frame.
Yeah.
That was
crazy.
Yeah.
And then doesn't Brandon sort of go running and then.
Yeah.
Oh, shocking.
Or Brandon.
End.
And then the body bag.
Oh, when did this air? What was the air date of this?
September.
Was it still September?
94.
Mm-hmm. We're not even in sweeps and we got this big stunt. Wow.
I wonder if any of us were like, wow, that could have been me.
Well, it really could have been Brandon.
The actors.
They're like,
Look how easy it is to kill off a character.
That's The Walking Dead. If you worked on The Walking Dead, you could have been eaten any episode. They had no problem killing off main characters. Just no problem.
Yeah.
What a way to go, too.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, this is I feel like now that we're through the most of the political stuff, I'm hoping.
But next week.
Next week.
You have to go on and be the first lady.
Yeah.
The acceptance speech. But how will he do that, handle that in the wake of his friend dying?
It's really.
It's a hard one.
It's a hard one.
Rough.
Well.
Oh, this is sad. Say something happy.
Our homework. Homework for next week is season 5, episode 4, Life After Death. So that's encouraging.
What do I rate this episode? Yeah. Do I rate it? But we didn't talk about, too, that Dylan and Nat kind of got into it a little bit.
Yeah, he's very nice.
Struggling a little bit.
Dylan's just turning into a real D-bag.
We didn't even mention Steve's name one time.
Oops.
He had a blue polo shirt.
He was barely in it.
And then he says, Kelly dumped me, too. Like, he's never letting that go.
Ever.
I'm like,
poor guy.
Years. And then Dylan, Kelly did not dump me. What do I give this? What do you do?
It was a little lackluster until the very last moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to give it
You went pretty big.
And you thought it would be?
I did. I thought we'd match it and I was going to do 4.
Oh, 4? My gosh.
Okay.
I'm 8.5.
Well, you know I don't like politics. And then, I couldn't.
Hopefully next week will get a little more exciting. But this was pretty juicy and exciting.
I agree.
The whole Val and Dylan
8.5.
Yeah. Escapade.
8.5. Wow.
Yeah. I'm not.
Now I feel bad. Should I give it a 6? I don't know.
Yeah.
Move it up.
6.
No. Where's Anne? Or I'm Anne. You do it, Jenny.
I'm Anne.
Deeper, yeah, deeper.
This was not that. And then there was another one that was so bad.
I'm Anne.
Well, you got to really drop her down to get in there.
Yeah, this had moments.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully next week will be a little more.
Well, I still say season exciting. 5 is the bomb.
I believe. Yeah. I mean, I like the cute outfits. I like the sex scenes. Yeah.
We'll stick around for
next
week.
That's all I got. Yeah, I'm coming back.
Okay. All right. I've heard a lot of people out there who are doing this with us, who are watching along with us. Like, I went to the dentist the other day and the guy was cleaning my teeth. He goes,
no.
I'm watching your show from the very first episode with my girlfriend.
No.
I'm on season 3. And I was like, well, you got to catch up and watch it on the pod with us.
I had some texts of people that were in a panic because we were off for 2 weeks. They were like, where are you? What's happening? I was like, we're good. We'll be back. Don't worry.
Well, sorry.
Summer vacay.
That's it for this week, though, you guys. This has been very fun. Back together.
Wait, what's the title of next week?
Title, Life After Death.
Oh, gosh, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So spun on. Literal.
Wowza.
There's a death and there's life.
Yeah.
Bottom bump.
And see.
Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Everybody try to use the word 90210-y.
90210-y. Don't be so 90210-y.
Ooh, I like it.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.